Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com.
Hello, sisters. Brother James here. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, I was talking to Brother James about some things that us sisters have been kind of discussing here, and it would be the topic of how to witness to people when you might be having unbelieving people in your life around you.
Oh, that's a good topic.
Yeah, and what I mean is, like, you may be a born-again saint, a daughter of the Most High, and you're serving Him in holiness and obedience in all your life. And you want to share the gospel with others, but you may have some hindrances in your life, such as an unbelieving husband. You may live in the house with people who are unbelieving, or even in the situations where people claim to be believers, but they're living disobedient. So, and then maybe you're an elderly woman that has, we're out by a busy road here. You may be an elderly woman that has grown children that take care of you, and maybe you're in public with these people at times, but you want to witness, you want to share the gospel with other people, but you're looking at the people who are in your life going, would this be confusing to these people? How do I do this, and what do I do? So I was asking Brother James if he could, like, share some biblical thoughts on this and how we can do this.
Yeah, it's a good one. So first of all, we want to make the distinction. We're not purposely going out and doing ministry with these either false convert churchianity people or people in our family life or unbelieving husbands or wives. We're not going out and purposely doing ministry. This is like we go to the grocery store together and I get the opportunity to give the gospel and my unbelieving spouse or family member is right next to me. So that's the differentiation I want to make there. So because I'll do an audio about men and women, men specifically, about not doing ministry with unbelieving family members or spouses. But you go to the grocery store, you go to the park, you're with your husband, and you want to share the gospel with somebody, and your husband's right next to you, or your wife, unbeliever, whatever. Couple of things. You've got to not be ashamed of the gospel. Mm-hmm. So if you are not ashamed of the gospel, you're willing to share it, speak about it in front of anyone. I don't care if your husband is there, your best friend, whoever, or some other people, family member. Your best friend's probably not going to be a best friend if they're not in Christ.
Right.
But not be ashamed to speak the gospel. If you're willing to live for Christ, and you're willing to die and surrender your life for Christ, like it says in Matthew 10, lose your life, I'm pretty sure you should be able to speak the gospel and not be self-conscious about family members, an unbelieving father or a false convert father next to you. So that's the first thing. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Be ready to speak it before anyone. Next. I don't think you should be worried about, oh, what are they going to think? I'm next to this unbiblical, worldly person. Think about Jesus. Jesus spent much of his ministry with the sinners. Jesus went to people's houses that were sinful. Jesus didn't make excuses for people all around him. Jesus lived his life perfectly in tune with the Father's will. He lived holy. He knew God knew he was God, but God knows his heart. God knows his ways. God knows his will. That's what God knows about us. So what does God know about you? You're holy, you're obedient, you're striving in all your ways. You don't have to worry about what other people around you think. Preach the gospel, give a gospel card out. Don't worry about who's next to you. And then if the people you're talking to were to ever contact you or the conversation would go deeper and they'd say, hey, what about those people you were with?
Right.
1 Peter 3:15 says, always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within you. So you share, well, I'm a believer. My husband's not born again. And so make sure you keep the main things main, the first things first, and that is preach the gospel, give out a gospel card, be a light, be salt, and then let those other things come in later, because what you want to do is plant seeds in them. Who you're with is really not important before you get the gospel truth out there, and all the rest of that can be worked out. God knows your heart. God knows your walk. Don't be worried about what people think. Please God, obey God, preach the gospel, and then allow him to bring people back and say, hey, how come you're with that man? And say, well, you know what? I'm praying for him. He's my unbelieving husband, or he's my rebellious father. He's still in churchianity, but I live for Christ, and everything will work out perfectly. So don't be ashamed of the gospel. Don't worry about who's next to you. One last thing. Apostle Paul, when he was on the ship in the book of Acts, and the ship was in turbulent waters, he said to the people, all pagans around him, he said, you better eat. Are you going to, you know, be sick or whatever? You better eat. And don't worry, none of you are going to lose a hair off your head. You're all going to be fine. And Paul broke the bread and gave thanks in front of God mm-hmm. before all those pagans. He didn't pray with them. He was praying unto the Father, giving thanks for the bread. Well, look what Paul was, a great witness.
Right.
And if somebody would have said, hey, Paul, we saw you praying with all those pagan Roman soldiers, Paul would have explained, oh, my Father knows. I was giving him thanks, not ashamed of my thankfulness, not ashamed of the gospel. And those people saw my salt, saw my light, saw I was salt. And then I could explain to them later what I was doing. So keep the main things, live it, preach it, and then be ready to give an answer on the other side. Does that make sense, Sister Debbie?
Yeah, you know, and as you're saying that, I was just thinking about something. Trying to picture myself as an outsider receiving that gospel card from somebody who's biblical and then looking at those unbiblical people
Amen.
Going, huh, this person is willing to stand and be different
Amen.
For this truth that they're calling truth.
Yep.
Maybe I should look into that because they will see the stark difference there.
Yeah, and I was thinking of another one. Our Messiah, our Creator, Jesus, is talking to a Samaritan woman. The Samaritans were like the lowest of the low compared to the Israelites. He wasn't concerned that he was seen with the Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
He was living for the Father. He was telling the truth. And even the Pharisees said, he hangs out with those sinners. They lied about him. They called him a winebibber, a glutton, and a drunkard. That didn't concern Jesus. He knew what he was about. He knew what he was doing. And if people are going to make false accusations like that, that's on them. It's not on you. The Father knows.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And here's another one I was just thinking about as I'm picturing all this.
We don't rehearse these things, do we, Sister Debbie?
No, we don't. I just picked up the phone here and started the recorder. I told Brother James because we talked a little bit about it. But, yeah, we just kind of go... but anyway, I guess as Brother James was talking about that, like I said, I was kind of putting myself in the receiving end of this gospel. Now I'm sitting there thinking, if there's a saint that is in the midst of people who claim Christ, but they're living disobedient and they don't give out gospel cards, they don't do anything, they just go to church and stuff and they think they've got it. And here's this saint living a holy life in amongst them because that's what their life is about, whether it's just an unbelieving or a husband who's disobedient to the word or family members or whatever. And they see this saint faithfully giving out gospel cards.
Amen.
Maybe it will heap coals
on them.
Doing
their job in the midst of darkness around people that don't know God or serve God.
Yeah, they may get some coals heaped on them.
What a light.
That they don't even stand for what they believe.
Yeah, think of Daniel in a pagan community, still serving God. The edict came down, don't pray. He still prayed.
Yeah.
So we all have to stand and be light right where we are. I think the biggest thing is, I've seen this with many people, don't be ashamed of the gospel. If you won't speak of your Lord and the gospel in front of anyone, you need to pray about that. You need to ask the Lord to give you boldness. You need to ask the Lord for courage. You
mm-hmm.
need to fast and get that out of your system. Because I promise you, saints, if you will not give a gospel out in front of people and you feel uncomfortable, you will not die on the day that you're asked to die for your Lord. You will not. If you're not living for Him fully, ready to proclaim Him in your own way, you maybe don't proclaim the way I do, a street preacher, you give out gospel cards and be salt and light, you're not going to have the boldness and courage to die on that day. So get that out of your system now. Be thankful that God's got you as a light in the midst of that darkness, and don't put your light under a basket because of people around you.
Right. He is our strength.
Amen.
He's our power.
Amen.
And
He'll give you boldness. James says, ask and He'll give you. In that case, He's talking about wisdom. But the Bible talks about in Hebrews 11, He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. So seek God for boldness. He will give it to you. And you'll be able to go, wow, I never thought I could do that.
Right.
And
one step at a time.
Yeah. And you know what? Not only will you be a light to the people you're witnessing to, your family members are going to go, wow, they're different. They never used to be like that. They're really stepping up and being bold.
Right, and that's what I was saying. It might heap some coals
Amen.
On their head.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. Praise God for that. Yeah, I think
yeah,
that's
so. Pray really
about
those things. Hopefully, those points gave you some ideas to think about. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Last thing, remember, Christ said, "Deny me before men,
mm-hmm.
and I'll deny you before the Father." If we hold back our witness because of other worldly people around us, are we not denying the Lord?
Yeah.
Don't do it, saints.
No.
Be bold as a lion. Shine your light.
Right. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for all that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Praise
helpful.
God.
Yeah.
He gave it to us. We don't have notes or nothing. We just talked this out.
Yeah.
We talk like this all the time, though.
Yeah, right. Amen. There's so many topics that come
we're,
up.
We're
yeah.
well practiced because Sister Debbie and I are together 24/7 and we talk about, that's all we do is talk about the things of God.
Yeah, and I kind of.
We're not sleeping.
Right. And I wanted to throw in here, you know, a lot of these topics that I asked Brother James, I could answer. And mm-hmm. give a thorough answer on that, but I really like to turn it over to him as authority, so that way it's understood that Him being the authority that God has set up, mm-hmm. with the wisdom and the knowledge that God has given to him, it's kind of like a backup for me, and maybe it helps give strength to sisters who don't have an authority figure right. in them.
And we all see topics from different angles. Me yeah. from a man, a teacher, a street preacher. You from a woman discipling other women as an older, mature woman in the faith. Other younger women coming in. We all see it. Hand, eye, nose, feet. We yeah. all see it from different angles, and we can add to it. And you're probably sitting there going, hey, I just thought of another one that they didn't think of. Well, that would be awesome. Share it with us, and we can maybe make an audio.
Right, that's how we end up getting these.
Everybody's yeah. got different perspectives, different situations. Sister Debbie and I are never doing witnessing, or we don't live with unbelievers, so we don't deal with this. We used to.
Yes.
Hey, talk about it real quick. You used to with my mother.
Oh.
You
yeah.
had the situation.
I did have the situation for a few years living with an unbelieving, with my mother-in-law, Brother
yep.
James.
My
mom lived with us.
My elderly parents were living with me, but when I, right about the time I became born again, and then we had to work our way out of that slowly. We didn't just throw them
yeah.
to the curb. My dad died. Then my mother chose to go with my worldly sister. But Sister Debbie had to deal with driving my mom around, taking her to the store, and my
right.
mother was a unconverted, claimed believer, and it was very difficult on Sister Debbie, but those trials that she went through, and I know she was still witnessing, and my mother did see a bold woman,
yes,
and hopefully on her deathbed, I hope that there was a conversion or something crying out to God,
repentance,
I have no idea.
Hopefully, yeah.
Don't even think about that, but
right.
Sister Debbie had to deal with that, and I think that's made you stronger in what you do today.
It has, yeah, because this was way, way back in the beginning, and I was maturing in my faith, learning how to dress and act like a biblical woman. And you know what's interesting about that is she got worse and worse in her decadence, and the way she
oh,
looked,
yeah.
And yeah, and I had to be seen with that, which I was like, whatever. I guess, to be honest with you, I guess I never really paid attention to it. I just went about my business, and I just witnessed.
Yep. You know what you were like, in a sense, for that short time? You were like a servant unto the Lord.
Yeah.
And you were also serving other people, taking my mom to buy her food or something, and it couldn't last for very long. But just for that time, you were like a servant, just doing what you were supposed to do. I asked you to do it for the
right.
time to do
yeah.
it. And you were just about your business, and you weren't focused on her. You were focused on the Lord and living God.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I grew, and I learned a lot from that.
Amen.
So yeah, I forgot about that. Good point.
Yeah.
Anyway, hopefully that was a blessing to some of you, and I know our sisters are going to be talking about it or sharing some thoughts and stuff, so if something else comes up, we'll do another one.
That sounds great.
All right, thank you.
Have a joyous day, ladies. We love you.
Yep. May God be praised.